Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty. It is a 10-year anniversary of the last time the Royals won a wild card game. I guess the first time they won a wild card game in 29 years.
Yep.
Salvador Perez down the third base line. You remember the game. Hosmer hit one to left field. The two guys collapsed in each other's arms. He gets all the way to third. You could have heard all that audio leading into this show. So good job there by the boss, putting that on the radio for you to hear this morning. Yep. As tomorrow it gets really real. I told you today. Today's your day that you get to relax. Have a nice dinner with your family.
Yep.
Zero stress.
Nothing. Nothing to worry about today.
Chiefs won. They're 4-0. They got some work to do, obviously. Royals will play tomorrow as they go into Baltimore as underdogs.
I love the 3 o'clock starts that we're going to get as well.
Some people, not so much.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I mean, the Astro fans are complaining that they have an early game at 1 o'clock. I would have taken the early game as well. I don't care. As long as we're not playing these late night games, these are good. Right in the middle of the day, people are going to be out and about doing their thing. You want to join us at Jefferson's over in Lenexa. That's where we're going to be for the next couple of days on Tuesday and Wednesday and possibly Thursday if we have to play. You know, that third game, but you want to come out and watch the games with us, that's where we're going to be having a lot of fun. And you know what? This is the best time of year, man. Playoff baseball, as I said in a video we put up on social media, playoff baseball is awesome. Playoff baseball in Kansas City is just spectacular. To have your team alive in the postseason is just absolutely the best thing in sports, man. There's nothing better than October baseball, and I'm here for all the October baseball we can get. And I don't know what kind of expectation you have going into this thing, but my expectation is to just enjoy it. Whatever happens, happens. I like not being the team that everybody thinks is going to win it all. Kind of feels like 2014, Dusty, all over again. We woke up that Monday morning. We did the show out at Kauffman Stadium, spent all day out there. It was a very, very long day leading up to that game time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anybody had expectation. I think everybody just was happy that playoff baseball was back for at least a night in Kansas City. And then it turned into the greatest game, you know, we've ever seen. And I was just telling our friend Janae on Twitter this morning that if you go to another baseball game and see a great playoff game and you were at that wild card game, that wild card game is always going to be the best baseball game you ever attended. I don't know what could be better than being at that wild card game that night in Kansas City, watching the Royals win that game and erase 29 years of just terribleness, if you will, in one swing of the bat by Salvador Perez. So my expectation going into this playoff, Dusty, just to have fun, man. Like, let's see what happens. And if we advance, we advance. If we don't, hey, you know what? It was a great season. But if we advance, everything that this team does is just whipped cream on top of that damn froyo.
Yeah, that's what we tried to tell you a couple weeks ago.
Go ahead and mark this, Mac. September 19th, 8:15 in the morning. Dusty Likens here. Guarantee you the Royals will play playoff baseball on October 1st.
There you go. So should be a fun one on Tuesday. It was a fun one watching them clinch in a weird way, right?
Yeah. It was weird, right?
Yeah. I had a guy attack me on Twitter, which is fine. I don't know, because I was just like, Baltimore, the Twins are 9 outs away from the Royals, winning the wild card spot. And of course, it's like, well, it's kind of funny watching somebody pry on the loss to make it to the wild card. It's like, no, that's just how magic numbers work.
How it works, pal. Go back to
your
cave.
Like, they were like, actually, it's a tragic number. I was like, no, it's magic. Have a nice night. Yeah. But it was nice.
Was it Twins fans or was it like,
I don't know.
Trolls?
Somebody
needs a friend?
Probably.
Yeah,
I mean, the last picture they had before they come after my tweets was, this is what a real baseball fan looks like. And it was that old guy in Oakland that says, I was here for the first pitch in the stadium and I was here for the last.
Is that a real baseball fan or just an old person?
And then it was just like, the caption was like, this is what a real baseball fan looks like. Not like one of those bandwagon Royals fans.
Oh,
and I was like,
on.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right.
That's why that night I was on the same level as, maybe Schreiber was.
John Schreiber has joined the party.
How are the Kansas City fans doing? I really want to know.
I think everybody is very happy right now. I don't know if they're having as much fun as you. Oh, my. Hi, Freddie. This is quite the party. What do you think?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. For everybody in Kansas City, it's the best.
Congratulations. We got the GM on the field. I think we better go.
I think my wife is watching at home.
Give her a shout out.
Rebecca. Becca.
Whatever your name is.
Charlie, my son. I love him. Let's keep going.
Congrats, Tribes.
Thank you.
I love it. I love that. There's a couple of reasons why I love it. One, I can only imagine what it's like to play 160 games to finally have that feeling.
Right.
Like, that's just one of those things. You know, you've done radio for a long time, and, you know, to do it for, you know, month in, month on, month out, and then to have your boss be like, hey, by the way, you're the number one show in Kansas City.
Right.
You're like, That feels pretty good.
You
know, I'm gonna have a celebratory, you know, cocktail or two, and if I'm a little loose tonight, Jen,
so
I'll see my way out.
Right.
You know, and you get to see these players do this, and you know, you love it because of what the season was and how long it took to get there, and to finally have that. Ah, we did it. We were gonna do this. We wanted to do this, and we had some scares, but we're here. The other thing is that, you know, athletes are viewed on such a different level.
Oh, God, yes.
Right? Like, you hear it all the time from negativity and positivity. Like, negativity, it's like, oh, these guys make all this money. They should be able to do this. Like, well, again, they're humans, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to see a little bit to that come to fruition is when you see them in a locker room and champagne's flying around and everybody's having a good time and they're pouring alcohol on everybody else. And I get it. Maybe not everybody's a huge fan of that, but
get over it.
To see the euphoria in that locker room and to see this team kind of be able to let its guard down, and like to see Vinny Pasquantino shirtless, drenched in champagne,
right?
Hammered. To see Bobby Witt Jr. imitating Joe Burrow with the two Budweiser cans on his head.
You're smoking like smoking a cigar.
That's
and all
the most
that.
Personality we've seen from Bobby Witt
and
Jr.
And it was good to see that
ever.
Yeah.
And like, you get to kind of sit back and have that moment. And I remember when I watched that happen, I was, you know, in my chair, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pour a nice glass because, you know, we did this show. We've been riding this Royals, you know, cruise ship all season long. And to finally be able to sit back and hold that glass in your hand and say, damn it, they're finally here. And now it's, you know, playoff baseball.
It's playoff baseball.
And it's going to be hectic. It's going to be nervous. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fast.
Enjoyable.
It's going to be just enjoy it.
I cannot wait for Tuesday at 3:00.
Yeah, I know. Just enjoy this, guys. I mean, and that's what I'll say for those who weren't alive or around or, you know, old enough in 14 and you missed what that was all about. You've got to enjoy these moments. And I'll preach that same message that I preached in 14 because you don't know how long this kind of stuff is going to last. I mean, we've been very spoiled with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Very spoiled. This is not normal to see a team stay on top for as long as they have in professional sports. And as we know with the Royals in 14 and 15, I mean, it happened like this. But everybody's memory is still like it was yesterday. Everybody can tell you exactly what they were doing in October of 14 and where they were in October of 15 and where they were for certain moments and whatnot. And it's just one of those deals where you've got to enjoy these moments and savor these moments. Because as we know, on the baseball side, it doesn't happen a lot. Now, hopefully this is the jumping off point for an organization that sustains success for the next decade, and they're back in the playoffs every single year, and we're getting to the point where we're like, okay, another year in the playoffs, this is great, we kind of get used to it. But I don't think anybody in Kansas City right now should act like they're used to playoff baseball, because it's been 9 years since we've had playoff baseball. So you got to enjoy this, you've got to celebrate, you got to act like the players do. And I love when baseball players celebrate that way. I think it's the coolest thing to see a team that battled and battled and battled have the ability to celebrate their successes. And a lot of times, it's not done that way in sports. Like in the NFL, you don't do that after every big win in the postseason like you do in baseball. Mm-hmm. And I love baseball for it. And for those who complain about that kind of stuff, maybe sports just isn't for you. I'm not going to sit here and be an advocate for people to sit around and go, I can't believe they're drinking and doing all that kind of stuff. They're grown adults, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're celebrating their hard work just like anybody would, as you mentioned, at the office. You get a big sale, you get a big moment, you have a good quarter, you celebrate those kind of moments. And if the way that the Royals or baseball players celebrate isn't for you, then go do your own thing somewhere else. But don't tell others how to celebrate. Don't
turn
tell
it
others.
Off.
Yeah, or just turn it off.
Yeah.
Like the people out there who sit there and go, oh, this is not acceptable. What does it mean for the children? Be a parent. Parent your children and tell them how you want them to live. Don't sit there and complain about baseball players celebrating and spraying champagne and being drunk and all that kind of stuff, because that is, as you mentioned, 160 games of just being able to breathe. And what it's like every day battling to get to where they are and coming off 106 losses and all that. I just don't have the time for people to tell me that baseball players can't celebrate. Sorry about that. Go about your own business and drink your grape juice, but let everybody else go out here and celebrate the way we want to celebrate, because it doesn't happen that often.
Well, I just remember that from like all the parades. Like, oh my God, he's so hammered. It's like 8:00. It's like, okay.
So what?
put your body in a blender.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your talent?
Yeah, exactly. What does this mean for the children?
Hopefully not watching.
Yeah. Good Lord. It drives me up a wall, man. It really does. It just drives me up a wall when people complain about that kind of stuff. Yeah. Let them party. Let them celebrate. Let them have fun.